Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck talking about abolishing the death tax. Just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
A lot of members of Congress interested in abolishing the so-called death tax, the estate tax, but probably not enough to actually get it done in this session of Congress with the Democratic administration, of course, in the White House with zero interest in making that happen. Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says that this is an issue that the NCBA and the beef cattle producers of this country are really wanting to see happen.
Any individual whose property or estate is over a certain amount will be taxed at a 40% tax rate. You know, right now, the exemption limits are 10 million for individuals, 20 million for couples, indexed for inflation. That means that if you're an individual with an estate that's over, $11 million and you don't have a great transition plan in place, you could be faced with a 40% tax on, the excess there. Luckily, we've got some great champions on this issue on Capitol Hill. NCBA has been, long advocates for full permanent repeal of the death tax. But unfortunately, we weren't able to accomplish that in tax reform that happened back in 2017. We're going to continue fighting. And as part of that effort, we're keeping members on the record as supporting full permanent repeal. And so yesterday, bipartisan legislation was introduced in both the House and Senate. Senator Thune led the charge Senate side, Representatives Bishop and Smith led the charge House side, and we're incredibly grateful to, those individuals for taking the lead on this issue and for all of the other members of Congress, who have lent their names in support of this issue already.
A total of 26 senators and 123 members of Congress, the House of Representatives, have signed on as co-sponsors to these measures. However, there's not enough members of Congress or, of course, with the Democratic administration in place, no way that this is going to make it through over the next couple of years. President Biden, for his part, looking for ways to increase revenue, and that could include rolling back the exemption levels for the death tax to much lower levels.
On the campaign trail, President Biden did indicate that he would support rolling back death tax exemption limits pre-2012. And so that would be about a 3.5 million exemption for each individual, I would assume double for couples, with a 45% tax rate. But he also talked about potentially using other provisions of our tax code as pay-fors for other initiatives he's looking to move through Congress. Democrats, it would appear, are getting an early start on their tax increase agenda, tucked into the coronavirus relief package that's about to wrap up in the House today are a trio of little notice tax hikes, and they're focused on wealthy and big corporations. But we know that stepped up basis, which is a critically important provision for our producers, is something that's been talked about as, a potential revenue raiser, as well as changes to like-kind exchanges. And so, we at NCBA, we are engaging on this issue. We are continuing to advocate with folks on the Hill the importance of these provisions. I think at the end of the day, Ashley, a lot of lawmakers who maybe aren't as tied to agricultural production as we would like often forget or overlook the fact that farmers and ranchers are small businesses. And we understand and appreciate, I think, the value of, taxes in maintaining and improving our nation. But an effective tax code needs to be an equitable tax code. And so we need provisions that exist currently on the books to maintain or to be maintained, because ultimately that is how our producers manage the unique challenges that are really only found in agricultural production. It's how they balance their books every year. It's how they stem the tides between years of, you know, high income versus those where we're taking significant losses.
NCBA lobbyist Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.